This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I really love that this show has become a place for people to share thoughts that go beyond sports. I understand that we're a sports show, but I, like many of you, also have other interests. I like listening to music. I like watching movies. Yesterday, I watched The Long Walk. Incredible. Two thumbs up. Really, really enjoyed it. Would encourage you to check it out. But as I told you guys yesterday, before Rob gave us his terrible Chips Ahoy are trash opinion, everybody eats. When you're watching these football games, I imagine you're having a snack. So sometimes, just sometimes, we can stop talking about how the Chiefs stopped James Cook, and we can talk about what you like to eat. Now, I don't think I have any bad food opinions. In fact, I think I might be Kansas City's number one food critic. Like, I'm online, and I see all these different influencers, and hey, shout out to them. I think I'm the number one Kansas City food influencer. I told you guys Dippin' Dots are incredible. Dippin' Dots flying off the shelves. They can't keep them stocked. I tell you guys baked beans are trash. I mean, barbecue restaurants are calling me up saying how I'm slowing down business, how nobody wants to eat baked beans anymore. That's the kind of influence that this show has on the community. Now, I want to play for you guys. This is the last Spec Says of the week. We gave you a Spec Says earlier, where he had a baseball opinion that Rob and I did not agree with. And he said, you know what? Let me get a second chance. I've got another Spec Says. And I said, all right, because next week's a bye week. You don't get a Spec Says during a bye week. You're lucky we gave you two. But you're the boss man, so I kind of had to step aside. Let me play for you what Steven Spector. This is what he told me his food opinion for the week is.
All right, it's Buffalo week, it's Bills week, so I'm going to go sweet Thai chili 1, lemon pepper 2, and I'll go Buffalo number 3, but that's not why you have me recording today. I would say 8 out of 10 times at the restaurant, I am going to order boneless wings over bone-in. I'm okay with bone-in wings as an appetizer, but it's not an entree. There's a lot of work involved with eating the wings. It's messy, and the amount of meat per bite is just not worth it to me. I think people say they like bone-in wings more than they do because of the setting that they're in. It's football, you're at a bar, whatever. But the actual food, if you put it in a vacuum, bone-in wings are incredibly overrated.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's been a lot of opinions that have been given out on this show. Some good, some bad. Some you might agree with, some you disagree with. I mean, that's talk radio. I don't expect you guys to 100% agree with me. That might be the worst opinion that we've ever had on this show. I'm serious. It's very possible that 41 seconds of audio, it was, I mean, wrong, wrong, wrong. I didn't hear one single thing I agreed with. Sweet Thai chili wings, number one? Huh? No, that can't be true. Stop it. That's the best wing flavor? No. So that's number one. If we're playing Spectre Family Feud, wrong answer. That's number one. Number two, bone in? Boneless? You're taking boneless wings? So this is how this is the scenario we've all been in. Waitress comes by. Hey, how you doing? Oh, man, I'm doing good. Can I hand you a menu? She hands you a menu. You start looking through the menu. And then you're thinking, man, you know what? I got a hankering for some wings. And then she asks you, well, do you want boneless or bone in? If you look at her and you tell her boneless, they should make you leave the restaurant. They should make you leave the facility right then and there. I understand eating boneless wings as a no other option. Like if you're at work and, you know, they just have some food catered in or, you know, they got a little bit of a spread and they only got boneless wings and you go with the boneless wings. Sure, I'm not going to judge you. I mean, I'd rather have boneless wings than a slider. I'd rather have a boneless wing than a charcuterie board. But if that's the scenario in which you're doing it, sure. But if you're sitting there at a wing stop or you're sitting there at a Buffalo Wild Wings or wherever you get your wings, our dear friends over at the other place, shout out to the other place, talk of the town. And they come up to you and you tell them you want chicken wings and they ask you boneless or bone in and you tell them you prefer boneless wings. You got to leave immediately. Do not pass go. Do not collect your $200. Go directly to jail. Awful, awful opinion. So another one. And he's got two strikes right now. It's the pressure. The other team can steal. Some of you have already turned the station because you heard so many bad opinions at one time. We're losing audience now. Boneless over bone in? Terrible. Then the last one, the coup de grace. Did he just say that wings are overrated? Is that what he said on this show? I got to put Speck on timeout. I'm serious. We can't let him keep doing this to us. I'm starting to think when you guys have your meeting every Monday at 10:30, you guys come up with ways to try to sabotage this radio program. I'm starting to think that's the case. I'm starting to think that you two are in cahoots is what I'm starting to think. Wings are the most overrated food? Terrible stretch. That's a bad stretch of radio we just got there from Steven Spector. I thought his job was to help us with ratings, not drive the ratings away. I blame you for this. I don't know how this is your fault, Rob, but in some capacity, this is your fault.
How on earth is this my fault?
I'm putting this on you.
I had no idea he had this opinion. So let's take this step by step. Let's work backwards. I disagree with him on it being the most overrated food. And I'm sitting back here trying to think, what is the most overrated food?
Can I tell you what it is?
I'm curious your opinion.
Are you going to be mad at me?
Probably.
Lobster tail.
Oh, yeah, that's the answer.
Lobster tail.
Lobster's the answer.
And I like lobster tail, but for how much food you get
and the cost,
for how much it costs, mm-hmm. lobster tail, very over. Now, it's different if you go to the store and buy your own lobster tail. Like, if you go to Price Chopper or Hy-Vee or wherever you get your food from, and you go get two lobster tails and you throw them on the grill, sure, that's one thing. But we all know, when you go somewhere and you order the lobster tail, or when you see that MP on the menu, oh, you know you're about to get finessed. Whenever you see MP, you already know. You got to take out a loan to get this meal. And then when they bring it out there, the amount of food that you get for now, this $72 lobster tail, very overrated food. Very good. Overrated when I'm factoring in amount of food and price.
Okay, so that's a great answer. I agree with you there.
I'm making sure. I don't want you to be mad.
Let's keep working backwards on his take. I do agree with him that bone-in wings are great because of the setting. They're not really a takeout type of meal, but they are the superior wing by a wide margin. The part of his comment that confused me the most is he said bone-in wings are a great appetizer. I think the only time, only, that boneless wings are acceptable, which I don't know. They're not wings. So I don't know what people call them. The only time a boneless wing is acceptable is in an appetizer setting. Like, if me and you are at the other place and we're like, hey, let's get some wings before we both get burgers, we're probably doing boneless in that scenario just because of convenience. But the fact that he, on an appetizer, hey, I'm going to go bone in before, is just, everything about the take was wrong. They're just dissecting each crazy point just makes me more and more crazy back here.
Yeah, I'm with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.